Epilogue. What happened to Rennie's father happened to approximately 700 Italian-Canadian men and 3 Italian-Canadian women in the summer of 1940. By June 12, 500 of these people had already been arrested. They came primarily from Ontario and Quebec, with a handful from Cap-Breton, Nova Scotia. They were innocent people whose crime was their Italian heritage. As the lie that had to be indicates, some of the internees began to trickle home, without any notice to their families, within a few months after their arrest. Most, however, were detained for a much longer time. A great many were released in the winter of 1942 with a change in the Canadian Minister of Justice. A few were still in custody when Italy surrendered to the Allied forces in September 1943. Aside from losing their freedom and contacts with their families, many of these people lost their business, and of course, their families suffered terribly.